Morning.
Good morning. Morning.
So one thing I personally struggle with is anxiety, and more importantly, properly trusting God no matter what happens. Time and time again, you know, it's always easy to kind of let it slip about, you know, no matter what the circumstance, we trust God. So chose a few verses that I felt fit that topic pretty well, starting with Proverbs 3:5-8. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to him, and he will make your path straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil. This will bring health to your body and nourishment to your bones. And then, continuing with Romans 8:28, it shows us why we can trust in him with everything. And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. And then finally, Jeremiah 17:5-8 shows us both the positives of trusting God and the negatives of failing to do so. This is what the Lord says: cursed is the one who trusts in man, who draws strength from mere flesh, and whose heart turns away from the Lord. That person will be like a bush in the wastelands. They will not see prosperity when it comes. They will dwell in the parched places of the desert, in a salt land where no one lives. But blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him. They will be like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the stream. It does not fear when heat comes. Its leaves are always green. It has no worries in a year of drought and never fails to bear fruit. Let's pray. Lord, help us to always be reminded to trust in your will and grace. Help us to not be wise in our own eyes, but rather make us realize that you are the most important source of trust and that nothing can stand against your will and grace, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.